Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Forever 35, a podcast about the things we do to take care of ourselves. I'm Kate Spencer.
And I'm Dori Shafrir.
And we are not experts.
No, we're not. But we are two friends who like to talk a lot about serums.
And this is not just a mini episode where we hear from you, we share your comments and thoughts, and we answer your questions to the best of our ability. It is a special mini episode because it is our 200th mini episode.
What?
What have we done?
What? I don't even know. I was thinking, like, wow, that's so much, like, questionable advice we've given out.
So much probably not good advice.
I mean, look, it's been a journey. And to celebrate this 200th mini ep, we asked for questions on Instagram. Now,
whatever you want to ask us.
It was a real AMA type situation. I mean, any mini episode is kind of an AMA, but like people don't usually ask us questions like about ourselves. It's usually about themselves.
But then we also got questions like best travel agency for female solo traveler to Paris, which I have no answer to that.
Neither do I.
But maybe someone does.
And just a reminder that if you do want to reach us for a future mini app, you can call us or text us at 781-591-0390 or email us forever35podcast@gmail.com. You can visit our website, forever35podcast.com, for links to everything that we mention on this episode. Follow us on Twitter at Forever35Pod, on Instagram at Forever35Podcast, and please do join the Forever 35 Facebook group at facebook.com/groups/Forever35Podcast. The password is serums. You have two and a half more days to sign up for the newsletter before the next issue goes out. So get on that at Forever35Podcast.com/newsletter. You won't be sorry. So, you know, usually we start the episodes by kind of catching everyone up on where we're at, but we're just going to get right into these questions because there's a lot of them.
I'm just scrolling through right now. There's a lot of fun ones. Should we just start at the top and just go down?
Yeah, let's just go.
Okay. Oh my gosh, I'm nervous. Okay, the first one. What would you go back in time and change about the podcast if you could?
I actually have an answer to this.
Okay.
I would commission a theme song.
Ooh, yeah. It does irk you that
yes.
People hear our theme song elsewhere. So our theme song is just like royalty. What's it called? Royalty free music? Like anyone can use it.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And we get emails from people who are like, I was watching a YouTube video with my kid and then your theme music came on. And that's because anyone can find our theme music and just use it in anything. Which is what we did.
Exactly. And look, you know, it's not too late. We could still commission a new theme song.
What if it was just like, ooh, ooh, forever 35? Would that be good?
I think you just wrote it.
To the theme of that free music.
Yeah, exactly. And with you singing it.
Oh, yeah, with this masterful voice going for it. That's a good one, Dory. I don't disagree with you there. What would I go back in time and change about the pod if I could?
What if you were, like, different co-host?
Not do it. What would I go back in time? I don't think there is a thing, because this is one of those, like, lucky things that I personally went into being like, whatever. Like, I was like excited to do it, and I had no intention for the outcome. It wasn't like I went into it being like, this is going to be the best pod. Like, I wanted to make a good podcast, but I don't think we really assumed that we would have listeners or that it would become a source of income for us.
Yeah.
You know, I just never thought that far in advance. I just was like, this will be fun to do. And I'm actually glad I went into it with that perspective, because I do find when I put too much pressure on myself personally, I like panic and don't do the thing. So it was better not to have many expectations.
All right. Next question. What is the advice that's stuck from skincare professional guests?
Okay. I do often think about Caroline Hirons being like, wash your face with a flannel.
Me too. I was going to say that also. Like, now, do I do that every day? No.
But do you do it more than you did?
Yes.
Me too.
Definitely. Also, her advice about not washing your face in the shower. Again, something that I still do on occasion, but every time I do it, I'm like, I shouldn't be doing this.
You like hear her? She's like in the shower with you.
Yes.
I try not to wash my face in the morning anymore, and I do feel like that's come up, like, mm-hmm. not to overstrip your face, because mm-hmm. we've talked about this, like how we kind of grew up. The skincare we grew up with was like, burn your skin to the ground. Mm-hmm. And, you know, like it was just like scrubbing, wiping, mm-hmm. all sorts of alcohol-y smells. And so I think I've lightened up a little bit. And then, of course, sunscreen, always.
Sunscreen always. Yeah. But I mean, was that something that we learned from our professional guests? I feel like we knew that already. I mean, let's give ourselves a little bit of credit.
That is true. I will say one thing that I now am like really diehard about is a retinol, and I never was before starting the show. I was like, I didn't even really know what it was. And I do feel like that has been encouraged, especially for people over the age of, like, at least over the age of 40 to get that.
Oh, I know. I have another one. Really looking at the ingredients in products. That was something I like never did. And now I will. Now I feel like I can look at them and I have like a little bit more knowledge and context for things. And like if something says that it's, you know, a retinol, let's just use a retinol as an example, but retinol is like the second to last ingredient, then I'm kind of like, wait a second.
Yeah, I feel like chemist confessions were really good about helping me to understand that like the first ingredients are the ones that you want to be really good in your product.
Yes. Good question. Okay. What has been one of the most unexpected positives to come from starting the Forever 35 podcast? I mean, for me, one of the most unexpected, besides the obvious of like getting to work with Kate, the community.
Yeah. What?
I mean, wow. I just, you know what? I guess I just never thought about how there were like so many cool people out there
who would listen
and like be smart and kind and funny and thoughtful. And it's just really nice that all these people listen to the show, and they're also like so kind and thoughtful to each other. Like I see it in the Facebook group.
Yeah.
You know, people are just so open and willing to help. Like, you know, I'm in the Forever 35 careers group. People have gotten jobs.
Like, yes.
It's like people's lives have been changed because of other Forever 35 listeners.
I know. That one
and
blows
that,
my mind.
That just is like so amazing. So that to me is like one of the biggest positives to come out of it.
I feel like kind of on a personal level, I mean, first of all, obviously, like, getting to know you way better, getting to know Sammy. Like, I remember our first meeting with Sammy at a coffee shop, and I was like,
yes.
Now, you know, it's like, I'm so glad we got friends out of the deal.
We were like, they seem cool. They're hired.
I mean, look, Sammy came in. And like, Sammy is the coolest. Sammy is the, I mean, you can tell just from Sammy's online presence how cool they are. But then you like meet and see Sammy and you're like, oh boy.
Yeah.
Sammy's the coolest. Okay. Anyway, I also feel like I've learned so much about one, like the technical, you know, like the business of podcasting, the technical side of things, like knowing my value more, kind of speaking up for myself and like, are my expectations as a business person, which I never thought I would be. And I feel like I learned that a lot from you. Like, you were always really good from the beginning of being like, we walk away from this deal if it's not good enough. And I was always like, I'll take crumbs. And then, you know, like, neither of us went into this thinking this would be a job for us. And now we, like, we make an income that is sustainable from doing this podcast. I want to be clear about that. So like, that was unexpected. I was I was freelance writing and not, and I had, was writing a book, but you know, so this has become, I don't no longer have to freelance write, for example. You choose to do so because you write such masterful profiles and pieces.
So masterful.
It's, I mean, true.
Thank you. That's very kind. Well, it has put me in the privileged position of being able to turn down work that I don't want to do. So the freelance assignments that I do take tend to be ones that like I really want to do.
That's awesome.
Which is awesome and not a situation that like most freelance writers can find themselves in.
Yeah.
And also, I think the ones who do find themselves in that are they find themselves in that situation because they're like supported by a partner or they have a day job, but often that day job is like something they don't enjoy. Whereas like my quote unquote day job is like the podcast, which is amazing.
Listening to me have a panic attack 3 times a week.
I mean, priceless. Okay.
Wait, can I say one more thing?
Yes.
Doing this podcast is a lot like free therapy. Like, we get to sit and talk about our feelings and then hear about other people's life experiences 3 times a week. So I do feel like it has changed my emotional well-being for the better.
That's a really good point. Yeah. Like, I remember when we were doing Here For You in the beginning of the pandemic, it was like the one time during the day when I would interact with someone else outside of my house. And it always just made me feel so much better. And like, yeah, doing the podcast does make me feel better. 99.9% of the time.
There's always the 0.1.
I mean, look, gotta reserve that 0.1.
We've had some tough moments. Okay. I'm moving out of my apartment to work remotely this summer. Where would you go?
I loved this question because it had like faint whiffs of Dory's Hotel, like fantasy sort of. I mean, I guess my first question is like, can you go anywhere?
For this fantasy, let's go anywhere.
Okay. Like, could you, let's just say, rent a villa in Italy or even an apartment in Italy or somewhere in Italy?
Wow. Dory really wants to go to Italy.
I don't know. Someone in some Facebook group I'm in was talking about going to Italy and people were like recommending all these beautiful like hotel, villa hotels and, you know, in the countryside. And I was like, oh, that looks amazing.
Yeah.
So that seems great. Now, if we're talking about staying in the US, I don't know where you are. So maybe I'm recommending somewhere where you already live. But I would go to like I love a Maine summer.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Like a coastal Maine summer. It's so beautiful. It's peaceful. It's just lovely. It's like truly summer to me. I hear people love the Great Lakes in Michigan. Like
those are beautiful.
The Upper Peninsula, I believe.
Okay. Yeah, that's beautiful up there. I was just thinking I would go to like Big Sky country, like Montana.
Another great idea.
Wyoming.
Yeah.
I second Maine. Maine is beautiful. Vermont is beautiful in the summer.
Yep.
Now, if it was not summer, I would say Key West.
Oh, interesting.
Or like New Orleans. Ooh.
Yeah, but not in the summer.
Not in the summer. I love Key West, and like I have a fantasy of having like a teeny bungalow where I just like go and write and talk to the chickens that walk by.
And you meet a hot bartender who...
Okay. Don't start your hotel on me.
Oh, I was referring to the classic film Cocktail.
Oh!
Starring Tom Cruise.
I thought you were doing a Doritos.
No, no.
Oh, I forgot that that takes place down there. And then I get pregnant. My dad doesn't approve.
And then you make a music video with the Beach Boys.
Oh, my God. You know what? I was driving the other day and Kokomo came on and I was like, this is the best soundtrack from the 80s. This album.
It like
the Cocktail
truly,
soundtrack is.
It epitomizes the 80s. It's perfect. Uh-huh. It's perfect. And that music video is perfect. Anyway.
Okay.
Moving on. What is your best advice for someone in her late 20s? I feel like we just talked about this on Los Angeles. And Kate, I thought your advice was so good.
What was my advice?
You talked about money.
Save some fucking money. Don't go into credit card debt. I learned that the hard way. Yeah. But also, I would say, like, live your life and have fun. This is like, I wish I had traveled more. I wish I had been less scared to make choices. I don't know. I feel like there's so much weird pressure on the late 20s of like everyone's getting married and settling down. And like the truth is you can do that whenever you want. You don't have to do it just because somebody else is. And
I think there's a good book about that coming out.
I feel like a person I know wrote a book that's coming out on June 29.
Yes, Kate. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree with that. I did get to do some good traveling in my 20s, which I'm grateful for. You know, also, it just goes back to wearing that sunscreen.
Yeah, I drink a lot of water.
Drink a lot of water. But yeah, Kate's advice about money, I think, is really, really good. Okay. Do I hate my job, or is it just the pandemic languishing talking?
I mean, maybe both.
Yeah. Maybe you need a vacation.
Yeah, or like
maybe a change of scenery.
Maybe you need to start exploring the possibility of other jobs. Like start chatting with people who do stuff that interests you. Start kind of building out resources to help you transition out of your job.
I also think like in some ways it doesn't matter if it's the pandemic languishing.
You're right.
Like you don't like your job. Period.
Yeah, it sucks.
If it sucks, it sucks. So like, yeah, like try to find another job. All right, we're going to take a short break. And when we come back, we will have more questions. So BRB.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns, so you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
I like to care for my skin, duh. And it's also something that I do love to kind of like get into the research on.
You do have a curious mind.
Look, I have a curious mind. I can't help it.
You do.
But today's sponsor, OneSkin, has made that easy because they do their own fantastic research for their products. In fact, their products are scientifically validated to improve your skin's health while targeting the root cause of aging. The secret is OneSkin's proprietary OS1 peptide. It's the first ingredient proven to switch off the aging cells that cause lines, wrinkles, and thinning skin, and they've got several studies to back it up. They also have an amazing new sunscreen.
Ooh, our favorite.
Our fave. It's the OS1 Shield Protect and Repair SPF 30+. It's got the peptide. It's a mineral sunscreen. It's got antioxidants. It comes in tinted and untinted. I mean, like, what can't this thing do? I'm just saying. I love it. It's so easy to use, and I love that it's just like, and it feels so nice going on. But don't take my word for it. OneSkin has over 4,000 five-star reviews and was recently recognized by Fast Company as one of the most innovative brands of 2024. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code FOREVER at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code FOREVER. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them, and please support your show and tell them we sent you.
All right, we are back.
Here's a hot one. Do you two ever have work, friendship, conflict, or tension? How do you resolve?
I mean, yes, there's definitely been times when, like, I think you and I are both at, like, the end of our ropes in life.
Yeah.
But I also personally feel like you do a good job backing off if I'm clearly stressed. Mm. Or, like, or I do also feel like, I don't know, I think we're both pretty good about picking the hills we want to die on.
Yeah, I agree with that. Yeah, I totally agree with that. And sometimes I'm like, I say to you about something else, I'm like, why am I dying on this hill? And you're like, I don't know, but you are.
It is very helpful to have a sounding board on certain things. And what I really personally appreciate is that we do think similarly in a lot of ways, but also we don't. And so I feel like that is very helpful in balancing out like reactions, behavior, feelings, conflict resolution.
You guys can't see me, but I'm nodding enthusiastically. Yes. There was something yesterday, that I needed help crafting a response to something very sensitive. And Kate was the perfect person to like workshop this response with, and she just like really helped me. And when Kate wants to be a little bit more of a hard ass, she turns to me.
That's right.
And asks me to like read over a response that she's writing, or like, you know, she'll be like, am I being too mean? And I'm like,
oh my god, I'm dying.
I'm like, you're mean as I said. I think I said this the other day. I was like, you're mean as my nice.
That's like a direct quote. That is exactly what you said.
I don't even remember what it was about.
It's not mean. It's just like being direct, honestly, is what it is that terrifies me. Oh, boy.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's not like I like being mean. I'm not, and I don't think I'm mean, but I do think it's like, it is direct. And sometimes that comes across as, I don't know. I think sometimes people aren't used to it, or especially coming from a woman, or people just kind of expecting that you're not going to say exactly what you need, or you're going to couch it in like some sort of like less aggressive quote unquote terms. Yeah, and like, yeah, people aren't used to that. But sometimes you just have to like say what you need, and that's that. I don't know. We didn't so to answer the question, I cannot think of a major conflict that we've had.
No, I more think it's been like, because you know, we're juggling like 15 balls at once in addition, yeah, to the podcast. And so, you know, like normal people, sometimes I am salty and I can feel it, you know, but it's almost, it's more just, yeah, I mean, I guess you're not noticing, but sometimes I feel like a bit of a salty bitch.
I mean, sometimes I feel like you're definitely, like, you seem stressed.
Yes.
But I wouldn't say, like, oh, Kate's being a salty bitch. Like, sometimes I'm just like, oh, Kate seems stressed. I'm going to, yeah, just, like, let this lie.
Thank you. And same. And I, like, that's, yeah, just, to me, is, like, just reading the room, yeah, you know?
Totally.
But luckily, we have really agreed on stuff so far, which, you know.
Yeah.
If we cross that bridge, we will cross that bridge.
I know. And I really hope that when we cross that bridge, it's something like totally ridiculous.
It's so dumb. It's about the theme, the new theme song we commissioned for the, the podcast.
And I don't want you to sing it anymore.
I want to do it with my new band that I've, yeah, put together.
All right. Next question. What would you be doing if you weren't podcasting?
I would still be writing romantic comedy books. That's like has been my dream for the last 12 years, is to write fiction.
Mm.
So I would still be trying to do that. I don't know. Then there's a part of me that's like, would I become, I almost went to social work school at one point in my life. I don't,
wow,
know. I know.
I could see that.
I recently was like, should I become a therapist? But I don't think I'm going to do that. But I am interested in the idea of like, people going back to school now, like Kim Kardashian, you know, mm-hmm, like in your 40s. I do find that appealing, a kind of bold career change. But I think writing is what I would still be doing.
Yeah, same. I wonder if I would still be like working in media full time.
I think I would. Well, I don't know. I left in
2014.
I suspect I would have, for like financial reasons, gone back to a full-time media job in some way.
Hmm.
I don't know. That would, yeah, be my guess.
Yeah. Interesting sliding doors,
mm-hmm,
thought exercise, though.
Thank you, listener.
All right. This question is for me. Do you feel COVID stigma that your hubs was positive? My fam had it too, despite being careful. No, I don't. Thanks. Were you expecting me to say yes?
No, but I do feel like early on there was such, and I feel like I participated in this too, because I like we didn't know. And so it was so,
yeah,
kind of hard to understand. And I do feel like a tool to try to get people to stay home was like a bit, there was a little bit of shaminess to it. So I can see how you would feel. One would feel COVID stigma.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think I felt less COVID stigma because before he got sick, like on podcasts and just kind of generally, like all, we had been very clear about all the precautions that we took and how careful we were. And so if anything, it just felt like, oh shit, like this thing is everywhere. If like Matt got it. You know what I mean? So I felt less stigmatized and more just like freaked out.
I mean, that was scary when that happened. For,
yeah,
sure. And I still can't believe you didn't get it, but
yeah, I don't know. I mean, yeah, I have no like real theory about why I didn't get it. I just have guesses, which could be completely meaningless.
Well,
anyway,
I'm glad you didn't.
Thank you so much. Me too.
Dory, any change from the early day topic of washing legs in the shower? I have a change.
Go on.
I wash my legs a lot more in the shower now. Like often.
Yeah, I would say I do too, although not every time.
I will also say every time I go to the bathroom, I think about when listeners told me that because I kept my makeup near my toilet, I was spraying poop particles into the air. I think about this almost like once a week. Do you remember the poop particles?
I do. That was a bit of a scandal.
I like posted a picture of my shelves in my bathroom and they were near my toilet because the space is limited. And boy, was I told I was poop particling everywhere.
Yep.
Yep. Anyway, we don't need to rehash that. Here's a question that made me laugh. Do we all sit in the tub while it drains? Are we showering to rinse, wash hair post-bath? Do you sit in the tub while it drains?
No.
Me neither. I get out.
Are we showering to rinse, wash hair post-bath? I've never done that.
If I've taken a like really heavy salt bath, I will often rinse after to get the salt off my skin, but I don't ever wash my hair after a bath.
No, me neither. I've never done this. This is one of those things where it's like, oh, I didn't know that was a thing people do. Like, I'm just like interested. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Tell us. Do you sit? I have sat in the tub while it drains, but I just find you kind of start getting cold and then like you see hairs moving around and it's like, I got to get out.
Ew. Yeah.
Pod sausage info question. How are EPs being recorded remotely? How has it changed in the last year?
Well, we are currently using an app, I guess, called Riverside. You can check it out at riverside.fm. We had been using an app called Zencaster, which allows you to record remotely, but it was very buggy, and there were a few times when we were interviewing guests and it didn't work, and that was like not just like embarrassing, but also annoying and logistically frustrating. So actually Sammy told us about Riverside because they had used it when they were recording with another podcast, and we checked it out and it seemed much more stable than Zencaster. Although, you know, I think nothing is ever 100%, as we learned recently.
Because we had to re-record an episode.
We had to re-record part of an episode. But I think for the most part, Riverside has done a good job. So that's what we've been using.
Yeah. And I will say, like, it's definitely, for example, I'm in my closet right now recording because my husband also is working from home and his voice was getting picked up on the microphone. Sometimes my internet is very slow and lags in recordings because I have, you know, two kids on Zoom school. Anthony is on a Zoom meeting for 8 hours a day. And then, you know, so there's those kinds of things that are challenging. I've bought new microphones and tried to figure out, you know, setting up new microphones, all that stuff. And it's also like a bummer. It was really fun when we got to record in person. Like Dory and I would be there, Sammy would be there, we'd get lunch. Like it's fun to chat. So that I miss that camaraderie. I have another week of waiting for my vaccine to settle in, and then we're all fully vaccinated. So.
And we will be ready to partay.
Yeah. Get the party started.
Yeah.
All right. Should we take another break?
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay.
Okay. BRB.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
All right. We're back with more questions. In a perfect world, would you grow forever 35? If so, how? Yes, I think we would. I think we have a lot of ideas, but don't have like the operational expertise to execute them and kind of don't know where to start to try to figure that stuff out. Would you say that's accurate, Kate?
Yeah, I would. And I think one thing we've been really focused on for like 2 years is producing other shows. And it's been a really big learning experience in terms of like the legal, like the legal needs that have to go into making that happen. And it's just been like, we have both learned a lot about patience, I think, and trying to in production, which is new. Like in my brain, I was like, we'll start tomorrow. And it's
totally
like,
oh. Me too. And it's a much longer process.
Yeah. Which is really challenging and annoying, but yeah. It is what it is. And it's been a good learning experience.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think we deeply want to tour.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
That's like a fantasy, but, and we were planning it at the start of, or right before COVID. So
yeah,
someday it would be really fun to figure out what a live Forever 35 show looks like.
Yep. But that has been kind of on hold for obvious reasons. Okay. Do you use more or fewer prods since Forever 35 started? What have you let go, prods or mindset? I feel like I'm more open to trying new prods than I was before.
Oh, interesting.
Mm-hmm. What about you?
I would say I have more products at my disposal because, again, of the position we're in, people now send us stuff.
Yeah.
Which is like, yes, it is amazing. It's so lucky. And dumb. I love it. What have I let go of? I think one thing I've let go of is this mindset that like this brand is the best.
Mm.
Like at the beginning of this podcast, when we started, I was like, Drunk Elephant. You know, it just, I've become more open-minded about what I can try, what I could use. I've let go a little bit of like, this kind of rigid belief about what is the best product. Because I was just, I had not done a lot of learning. I had more just done a lot of like regurgitating what I read somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel more like free to experiment and go my own way per Fleetwood Mac. That's what that song is about. Did you know that? It's about trying skincare products.
I mean, I didn't, but I'm really glad you educated me about that. Thank you.
Here's a question for you, Dory. I'd love for Dory to talk more about her experience being single, dating in her 20s and 30s.
Well, listener, as it happens, I have a few chapters in my forthcoming book, Thanks for Waiting, about this very subject. So not to answer every question with like, buy my book, but like, I really do talk about this at great length. Would you not agree, Kate?
Yeah, so I've read a draft of Dory's book. Can I say one of my favorite things that I've talked about like from the beginning?
Yeah, sure.
The breathalyzer salesman.
Oh my God.
Dory talks about a one-night stand with a breathalyzer salesman.
Now, if that doesn't titillate you.
Listen, and it's, as I've said to Dory, it's fun for me to read because I knew you in my 20s via, like, I didn't know you personally, but you were like an internet person that I followed along with.
So yeah.
To learn that now that all about these experiences that were going on when I had a totally different kind of idea of you formulated in my head is really fun. But Dory lives a life.
I lived a life.
Yeah, you really do cover this a lot. And it's so honest and I really appreciate it. And there are some funny moments.
Yeah.
And some hard moments.
Yeah. Oof. Yeah. 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 Well, anyway, so yeah, I'm not dodging your question, but like, I really do talk about this a lot. So, I hope that you will buy my book and I hope that you'll find a lot to, I don't know, relate to maybe, but also comfort you perhaps. I don't know. I don't know how people are going to respond to it, actually. That'll be interesting. It's like so different from someone responding to like a work of fiction that you wrote where it's just like evaluating the story and like your writing. But this is like kind of like evaluating my life.
Oh, yeah. I know.
You know?
It's weird. Yeah, I do.
I mean, you know. You wrote a memoir.
I do know. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Pod Sausage Q. Do you write your ad scripts or do the companies tell you what to say?
I love this question. So normally what happens is we will get a set of talking points from the different advertisers. And some ads, they have specific language that you are like required to say, especially at the end, kind of the call to action, if you will, reiterating the promo code. They will sometimes lay that text out for you and we say it in our own way. When we started our show, we wrote our own ad scripts. Then we hired an assistant, Lane, who was writing our ad scripts. And then when Lane left, we hired our project manager, Sam. And Sam writes our ad scripts and handles all of that for us, which, let me tell you, is amazing. It's really nice to have someone handle that for us, because it's surprisingly more work than you would think, because you're required to make a certain amount of points, but also speak to your experience with the product and also do so in a really authentic way and also do it in a very short time.
Yeah, all those things.
Dory, someone asked, like, if they skip the ads, do the advertisers know, or like, does it make them mad?
So the answer is no, they don't, but it does affect us when no one visits the URLs of the advertisers. So here's what I would say. Go ahead and skip the ads. Like, I don't really care. I get it. There's a lot of ads. That's how we keep the podcast free. But advertisers are keeping track of how many people go to their websites and use our offer code. So if we say that there's a website that's like katespencer.com/forever35, they are tracking everyone who comes to that URL, and it helps us a lot, even if you don't buy anything, if you just go to the websites. So please, whether you listen to the ads or you skip the ads, if you want to support the show, of course it helps to buy things, but it really also helps to just go to the URLs. Yeah. So please do that.
Because we do have, from time to time, advertisers who stop working with us, which is part of the game, I feel like, you know?
Right.
It's just part of it.
Yeah, because they're like, we didn't get any like business from your podcast, which, you know, that's the way it goes.
That's just life.
That is just life, you
advertisers.
Know?
But we do appreciate them. Thank you for sponsoring this episode.
Yes, we do very much.
And again, like Dory said, it's how we do keep our podcast free. Like, we don't want to ever put the show behind a paywall. We've been approached about that, and we like having it free. But the one downside is that there are ads on it. That's just,
yeah,
you know.
Kate and Dory, what happened with the blind test of cleansers?
What happened? I started my blind test.
I did too.
I got through about cleansers 1 through 5.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
And then I think, honestly, Matt got COVID. We got crazy busy. The pandemic brain set in, and we just have, it's been on our list of things to do for like 9 months.
It's true. So, yeah, sorry. We've kind of dropped the ball on that one.
We're sorry. But it's still on there, so we will still be doing it.
Yep.
Just stand by. Because I do have one strong opinion about one cleanser that really dried my skin.
That you really what?
That dried my skin.
Oh, that dried your skin.
Yes.
Interesting. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I love this question. What is your process for choosing what emails and voicemails to include? The process.
Kate decides.
Okay. So
that's the process.
Yeah. I mean, I guess I do the deciding because I quote produce the mini episodes, meaning I just compile all that stuff. It's really just a matter of trying to make sure we're not repeating the same questions over and over again. Like pregnancy safe skincare, we get that a lot, but we've talked about it before. So like I might not choose that one. I also we'll focus on follow-ups a lot too. So like if someone writes in about like has a question and we get a lot of listener follow-up, then that's why I choose those emails, because I'm trying to like complete the cycle, right? Like we get a question, we offer our thoughts, but also there's feedback and that creates the conversation. And voicemails and text, same thing with voicemails. When they go really long, it's harder to include. Like sometimes people call, Google cuts you off after 3 minutes. And then they'll call again and talk for another 3 minutes. And we can't include that, unfortunately. And we don't edit the voicemails just because we don't really have the bandwidth to be in there and editing them down. So shorter and to the point, I would say like a 2-minute voicemail is great. And I understand it's like nerve-wracking and terrifying. And you're welcome to call back as many times as you want and say the voicemail over and over again. Butt yes. dials are my favorite. We do get butt dials, and I live for your butt dials. So I hope that answers that.
Yeah. Well, okay. Should we end on this question about our books?
Yeah, let's do some book promotion.
Okay, you're both working on books now. What comes after those books?
Dory, do you want to answer this first, since your book is coming out sooner?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I went through a real phase of like, why did I do this to myself and write a book? And I never want to write a book again.
I'm laughing because I heard a lot about this.
Yeah. It was, I mean, it was really hard.
Yeah.
So I have been a little bit wary. Like, do I want to write a book again? Question mark, question mark. I don't know. I truly don't know. I have some ideas for books, and sometimes I'm like, should I just write this? And then sometimes I'm like, no, maybe this just goes to live in the ideas graveyard.
Or maybe
or goes to die.
The cool feminist cozy mystery that we've all been waiting for.
Maybe I do. I don't know. I can neither confirm nor deny that I have an idea for that. I don't know.
The pressure's on. I would love one.
What about you, Kate?
Well, I'm in the middle of final revisions for my first fiction book that comes out in March 2022. It's called In a New York Minute, and it's a romantic comedy.
And it is delightful.
Oh, and Dory's read a recent draft.
I have.
Yeah. It's a real, just a meet cute, funness about friends and kissing, and I hope you enjoy it. In New York, a lot of New York stuff in there. And then part of that book deal was that I write a second book for my publisher, which is Forever, which is part of Grand Central. And so I'll be working on that book, and I don't know when that will come out. I've been drafting it, and it's a mess. I hate everything about it. I'm worried I'm going to let everyone down and fail, but I think it'll come out okay. And so I'll have those two books coming out. And then I would like to keep writing. I have another idea for a romance. I really love romance. It's my favorite genre. It's what I want to write and keep writing. So I hope I become the Nora Roberts of this podcast.
Oh, from your mouth to the bestseller list's ears.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You are so welcome.
Well. I feel like we didn't answer everything. We apologize if we didn't get. There were a lot of questions.
There were a lot of questions. Yeah. Wow. But this was fun. We should do this again.
Fun. Yeah. Let's do it like sooner than the 300th mini episode.
Okay. Deal.
Maybe like two. This is 200. We'll do it at like 203.
Like 205.
Yeah. One thing that's fun about working with you is that we do tend to make the same jokes.
We do, and it's same sense very of humor. Validating. It's like, well, at least one person in the world thinks I'm funny.
I do think you're very funny.
I mean, likewise.
Well, thank you.
I mean, this you are a comedian.
I have a comedic background, per se, but, you know, it's not like I'm doing stand-up every night.
Maybe you should, though.
Maybe that'll be my next career.
That's what you would be doing if you weren't podcasting.
I'm too scared. I don't
stand
have
up
it in
every
me.
Night. Stand I cannot so see that. No. Anyway, Whew, listen.
All right.
We appreciate everyone listening to all of these episodes, taking or not taking our advice
from the bottom of our hearts. Thank you.
Truly,
so much.
Yes. All right. Bye, everyone.